Monsignor Billion began his homily a month or two ago, as he told me, by mentioning a difference between the associate pastor and pastor of Corpus Christi University Parish. He mentioned that God gave the pastor of Corpus Christi Parish a body meant for watching sports, and he gave me, the associate pastor, a body meant for playing sports. And so it'll come as no surprise to any of you that every spring, when our students sponsor a 5K run and walk on campus, walk for water, I'm the member of the clergy team delegated to run and participate with the students. What happens at that run and walk is actually quite unique. There's a group of us who run the 3-mile course, but there's also a large group of students who walk. And they walk carrying large water jugs, gallon water jugs. Actually, they're empty milk jugs that you bring that they fill up with water. And then they walk the 3-mile course to show solidarity with literally millions of people throughout the world who have to walk a long distance to find a clean supply of water every single day. The same scenes repeat themselves every year. The students begin all giddy and excited, bragging about how many water jugs they're going to carry. And then the race begins. And after about a half mile or so, they begin to complain about soreness in their arms. And after about 3/4 of a mile, they start complaining about the pain in their back. And then they arrive at the first hill in Ottawa Park and start complaining about the pain in their legs as well. And all of them at some point usually end up putting the water jugs down for a while and taking a break before finishing the course and returning to the campus rather fatigued. I thought of those students as I was praying with this Sunday's gospel passage. Jesus makes a request of the servers at the wedding feast of Cana. I think it's important to recognize what he requested of them, how much work and effort he asked them to do. He asked them to fill 6 large stone water jugs, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. We're talking 120 to 180 gallons of water total. And they would have had to walk somewhere to get that water. It could have been close by, but usually in villages and towns at that time, it was outside the city. And so they had one of 2 options. One was lugging these large stone water jugs there, filling them up and muscling them back, or making many, many trips back and forth with smaller containers till they filled up 120 to 180 gallons worth of containers. It would have been a lot of work Jesus asked them to do. You also have to think about how tired they would have been at this point in the wedding celebration. They would have prepared the banquet. They would have served the food, and they would have served enough drink that they had run out of wine already. It's important to remember that wedding banquets in those times often lasted several days. So when Jesus asked them to fill up those stone water jugs, they probably had already had enough. They probably were tired. They probably didn't feel like doing what Jesus asked them to do. It probably would have seemed like Jesus was asking too much of them. And yet, they did what Jesus asked them to do. And not only that, they filled those jugs to the brim. They didn't just pay Jesus lip service. They didn't just fill them up kind of halfway. They went all in, doing what Jesus was asking them to do. And of course, Jesus used their efforts when they were tired to do something amazing, to work his first sign that revealed his glory and, of course, brought joy to the wedding celebration. As we begin a new semester together, it's probably a pretty good passage for us to reflect upon and to remember throughout the semester. All of us are going to have moments throughout this semester, the next few months, when we're not going to feel like doing what Jesus asked of us, when Jesus may ask us to do things that feel like it's just too much to do, it'll require too much effort. We may already be tired of doing what we're doing to follow Christ and to listen to his words and follow his commandments. And yet, if we follow the example of those servants, God will be able to use our efforts, no matter how tired we may be, to do something great, to bring joy to other people, and of course to reveal His glory to the world. Maybe moments when we're just tired of praying or making it to Mass every Sunday. Maybe moments when we're tired of trying to forgive other people who've hurt us. Maybe moments when we're tired of using our gifts to the full in the classroom or at our jobs or in our careers. Maybe moments when we're tired of making prayer part of our daily routine. All of us will have moments when we'll not feel like doing what we should to follow Christ. And yet it's important to remember that God's grace is profoundly at work in those moments. And God can use those efforts to do great things. There's another person that's worth probably imitating in today's gospel passage. Mary, the mother of Jesus, gives an encouragement to these servers. She only spoke five words in the gospel today to the servers. Do whatever he tells you. And yet I can't help but wonder if it wasn't for those words, whether they really would have done what Jesus asked them to do. Whether they would have followed through or at least given it their all like they did if it wasn't for her encouragement to them. As we go through our daily routine during this semester, there'll be lots of people that we too can encourage. People we can encourage to do their best. People we can encourage to follow Christ. People we can encourage through their daily walk when they're tired and when they're worn out by life and the struggles that they're facing. Like Mary, it may only take five words. It may take one sentence, just a short text message, a short conversation with someone to give them the encouragement they need to give their all to do God's work in the world. God can use our words to help inspire people in tremendous ways. Yes, as we begin this new semester, we're invited to walk for water, to do what Jesus asked of us, to give it our all, to fill the jars to the brim, knowing that God's going to do great things. We become a community of encouragement and encourage each other to give our best to Christ so that He can transform our works into something truly amazing.